You might find him dancing in traditional Seychelt regalia as lead singer of the Tielecom dance group. Perhaps he's drumming and sharing one of his original songs about a Sasquatch or a mountain goat. Or he could be at a loom, demonstrating basic weaving techniques. Maybe he's teaching words and phrases from the Shishishalham language, a Coast Salish dialect, to eager children at Kinnikinnick Elementary School. Or possibly, he's offering a welcoming song as part of a land acknowledgement ceremony. Whether he's performing in the Seychelt Longhouse or on the Lower Mainland, attending a language conference, or participating in a workshop on the U.S. West Coast, the Seychelt Nation's cultural ambassador Quay Iman Andy Johnson is immersed in sharing his people's identity and culture. His ancestral name Quay Iman, which he received from his late grandmother Yetaxwalit Cecile August, means the first light of the sun. Our language and songs are our identity as Seychelt people, says the born and raised Sunshine Coast resident. Today, only one or two elders remain who speak the Shishishalham language fluently, he adds. Quay Iman says he learned a lot of his traditional language as a child spending summers with his grandmother Yetaxwalit, who spoke it fluently. For instance, as they dug for clams, crabbed, found sea onions at Sulik, Porpoise Bay, and picked berries, she would teach him the words for different berries and aspects of sea life. I didn't always remember, says Quay Iman, but she would repeat these words to me. The years went by, my grandma would say these words to me again, and I would say, Gran, you told me these words every time we went out. And she would say, I am saying these words to you so you will learn them. Today, Quay Iman says he's not fluent in Shishishalham but can say phrases and understand what elders are saying. Quay Iman is a member of the Seychelt Nation's four-person language team, recommended in this role by an elder who said he had a natural way of pronouncing the language. He began as a language assistant in 2004 and in the following year, received training in hands-on teaching methods in Chase, BC. His first young students were at the Memamin Daycare Facility, operated by the Seychelt Nation. I loved working with the little ones because they are little sponges that repeat everything you say. Since 2004, he has taught Shishishalham at Kinnikinnick, Shadaluk High School and Kapalano University. Recently, Quay Iman has provided cultural content and shared traditional territorial names in a summer program with youth ages 6 through 12. He says, with little kids, sometimes you think they're not listening but they are. He has also worked with tech-savvy youth leaders, and a language app is in the works, to be shared on firstvoices.ca, a site that promotes the language, oral culture and linguistic history of indigenous communities. I tell youth, one day, you're going to be asked to speak about our identity as Seychelt people. When asked what he'd most like non-Indigenous people to know about his people and culture, Quay Iman replies, the 2011 Seychelt Dictionary and Our Creation Story, How We Came to Be. Quay Iman listened to elders recording words, phrases and local place names for the 2011 release of the Seychelt Dictionary, which includes Shishishalham to English and English to Shishishalham translations. Work on this 1,005-page tome, produced by the Seychelt Nation and linguist Ronald C. Beaumont, began in the mid-1970s. More than 30 elders, including Quay Iman's grandmother, provided information, representing the last generations of speakers to learn Shishishalham as their first language. Copies are available at local libraries and for sale at the Tem Suya Museum in Chatlik, Seychelt. During a photo shoot, Quay Iman reveals that he wove his regalia's apron and cape, made from yellow cedar that was first shredded and pounded by a member of the Eskayowu 7 Mashiksuumik, Squamish Nation. He started learning traditional weaving techniques in 2005, taught by his dear relatives, Janice George and Buddy Joseph of the Eskayowu 7 Mashiksuumik. Since then, Quay Iman has hosted workshops on how to weave quarter bags, ceremonial sashes, shawls, tunics, wall hangings and memorial blankets. He helped to weave 15 sashes and shawls for the 2022 Grade 7 graduation class at Kinnikinnick. In 2019, he created two speaker-style sashes, worn over the shoulder like a ceremonial blanket, for the Weaving Reconciliation Project, part of the Sayaya Reconciliation Movement for all peoples living within the Seychelt homelands. This joint initiative between indigenous and non-indigenous residents of the Sunshine Coast is a local response to the Truth and Reconciliation Calls to Action, inspired by and dedicated to the survivors of residential schools, including day scholars. Quay Iman calls himself just a survivor, son of fisherman Andy Sr. and his late mother Stella Johnson, who worked as a teacher at canneries up north and as a summerberry picker in Bainbridge Island, Wash. She was a student at St. Augustine's Indian Residential School in Chatlik, Sechelt. The reconciliation sashes, woven in Coast Salish colors, black, red and white, are to honor all residential school survivors, Quay Iman says, and their colors hold special significance, he explains. Black represents the dark times faced by all survivors, while the red and white symbolize how Sechelt people are coming to the light and on a healing journey through reconciliation. In his artist statement, he wrote, "The sashes will be for all the survivors to be able to speak and share their stories, to be able to heal in a good way."